每天醒来，我都希望自己处于好状态，面对未来挑战。
哦，闹钟总是有其他想法，打乱了日常步调。
生活难免会被内心的声音干扰，失去原有的自我而宕机。这时来两粒 Extra 无糖口香糖，重新找回自我状态。
随身携带 Extra 无糖口香糖，摒除内心的杂音，
用自己独有的节奏创造自己的生活。
我们都喜欢那个最自在的自己。
Extra 嚼出你的好状态，
即日起至5月14号止，
于 7-Eleven 购买 Extra 实力调装口香糖，单件只要17元哦。
Hello， 我是 Bingo， 欢迎收听 Bingo 碎碎念。每一则全英文的生活小故事之后，会翻译成中文给你听，再教3个相关的单字，让你把英文融入生活之中，成为能够 spark joy 学英文的高手。今天这集要来分享，我跟 Leo 去过林宥嘉家里哦。我们为什么会被找去呢？宥嘉私底下又是怎样的人呢？今天这集来告诉你。 Now are you ready for the show? Bingo Babbles Plus, let's go! One day, we received a message from Yoga Ling asking if Leo and I were available in the afternoon. If we were, he wanted to invite us to his home to discuss our translation.
Of course we're available. I mean, even if we weren't, we would have cancelled all our other plans.
I had been his fan for years, so yes, we will be there in no time. After arriving at his apartment,we welcomed into the living room and began discussing one of our English translations for his new album. Yoga was surprisingly meticulous about word choices. We also spent a lot of time ensuring that our translation could match the rhythm of the music. In the end, we even sang together in his living room. Oh gosh, it was beyond my wildest dreams. It was around dinner time when the discussion ended.Yoga kindly offered to drive us to a nearby eatery to have dinner together. I was just overwhelmed. It was a dream come true for me as a fan. I was recently asked if I regretted studying in the master program of interpreting, given that AI is all the rage now. My answer was, no. Studying translation was one of the best decisions I've ever made, because without our expertise in translation,I would never be able to share this precious moment with one of my favorite singers. This is Story Spark J for you. 现在来听中文版咯。有一天宥嘉突然传手机讯息给我，问我们当天下午有没有空。有空的话呢，他想要邀请我们到他家讨论我们的歌词翻译。我不懂这是什么问题耶。当然有空啊，拜托。就算有别的事情，我也要全部取消。我本来以为明星家里的墙壁呢，应该都是有镶钻石啊，哈，客厅中间都是有个游泳池。但宥嘉家里的风格是简单高明的设计，有 nuance and elegant。我们在客厅坐下之后呢，开始讨论他的新专辑里面其中一首歌的翻译。在讨论的过程中，宥嘉会仔细的问我们翻译的用字，好，为什么这边用这个单字啊，换成某个字可不可行之类的，非常细心，完全就是跟歌手一起在创作的感觉。最爽的是，为了感受翻译念出来的节奏、跟音乐是不是相符，我们甚至在他的客厅里一起唱歌。天啊 ，Can you imagine？ 我做梦也没有想到我可以跟宥嘉一起唱歌。不过那个当下我装的超冷静的，一个专业 translator 的态度，所以宥嘉应该完全没有察觉到我的激动。我们从下午一路讨论到晚上，没有想到宥嘉超 nice 的。他竟然开车载我们去附近吃晚餐。到底我不能自己人哦！我们坐在他的车里啊，听他说什么，在这台车里唱歌几乎没有回音啊，怎样怎样的，然后就随口唱了几句，超级不真实。 It's so surreal。 无论是身为粉丝还是身为译者，真的都只能用美梦成真这四个字来形容这一天。刚好最近有人问我说，现在 AI 这么盛行，我会不会后悔之前去读口译研究所？我的答案是不会。我很开心我们读了翻译研究所啊，因为如果没有翻译的专业，我就不可能像这样跟宥嘉在车子里唱歌聊天了。这真的是超级超级珍贵的回忆， I'll cherish this forever。 That's today's story in Chinese. 先来听英文复习，再教新单字。One day, we received a message from Yoga Ling asking if Leo and I were available in the afternoon. If we were, he wanted to invite us to his home to discuss our translation. Of course we're available. I mean, even if we weren't, we would have cancelled all our other plans. I had been his fan for years, so yes, we will be there in no time. After arriving at his apartment, we welcomed into the living room and began discussing one of our English translations for his new album. Yoga was surprisingly meticulous about word choices. We also spent a lot of time ensuring that our translation could match the rhythm of the music. In the end, we even sang together in his living room. Oh gosh, it was beyond my wildest dreams. It was around dinner time when the discussion ended. Yoga kindly offered to drive us to a nearby eatery to have dinner together. I was just overwhelmed. It was a dream come true for me as a fan. I was recently asked if I regretted studying in the master program of interpreting, given that AI is all the rage now. My answer was no. Studying translation was one of the best decisions I've ever made, because without our expertise in translation, I would never be able to share these precious moments with one of my favorite singers. 第二次听是不是懂更多了呢？今天就来分享三种跟做梦有关的英文。第一种说法呢，是前面的故事里面出现的 wildest dreams。wildest dreams。wild 是疯狂的。A wildest 加 est 就变成最疯狂的。A wildest dreams, 最疯狂的梦。意思就是最不可能发生的情况。比如说故事里面出现的句子 It was beyond my wildest dreams. 比我最疯狂的梦还扯。意思就是说这是连我做梦都不敢想象的事情竟然真的发生了。It was beyond my wildest dreams. 再举一个例子哦，如果你在搭公车的时候呢，有四个女生坐在你旁边，然后结果你发现她们居然是 Blackpink， 这时候呢，你就可以说I never thought this would happen in my wildest dreams. 就连在我最疯狂的梦里都没想过会发生这种事。I never thought this would happen in my wildest dreams. 好啦，如果 Blackpink 不是你的 wildest dream 的话呢，你也可以换成欲望城市的四位主角，或是雷神索尔三兄弟。You get my point. 第二个要叫的是 dream on. Dream on, 继续做梦的意思。思思有两种 ,dream on 也有两种。第一种 dream on 是鼓励别人不要放弃梦想，勇敢追梦。例如史密斯飞船 Aerosmith 这个乐团哦，它有一首歌叫做 dream on。那副歌就是一直唱 dream on, dream until your dreams come true。在梦想成真之前不要放弃做梦。年轻听众或许没听过史密斯飞船哦，瞬间透露我年龄。但是你应该听过欢乐合唱团 Glee 吧哦。他们也有翻唱过这首 Dream On， 好，可以去找来听听看。那刚刚说到 Dream On 有两种意思嘛，第二种意思呢，则是呛对方说继续做梦吧你，想得美嘞。例如如果你跟朋友一起去买刮刮乐，你朋友夸下海口说 I'm gonna become a millionaire， 他相信自己就要变成百万富翁了，准备退休了。这时候你就可以呛他说 Dream On， 继续做美梦吧你，因为会中奖的是我手里这张才对，哼哼。第三个要教的说法呢，是把 dream 变成形容词用，意思则是梦想中的或是梦幻的。比如说一份钱多事少离家近的工作，哇哦，梦幻工作，就可以说是 dream job, dream job。 那有一间公寓坪数大，离捷运近又卖得很便宜，哇，梦幻公寓， dream apartment, dream apartment。所以呢 ,dream 变成形容词用的话呢，就是梦想中的或是梦幻的意思。好，来简单复习今天学到的三种做梦的英文说法。第一种是 wildest dreams, wildest dreams, 最疯狂的梦。dream on, dream on, 继续做梦。dream, 当形容词用，梦幻的 dream, 你学起来了吗？最后谢谢抖内的朋友支持，你们是 Timingo 学英文的力量。每月订阅抖内299以上听众会收到碎碎念系列的电子报，有逐字稿、图文并茂讲解，还有我们的私密小日记。我们一起把英文融入生活之中，谢谢收听， Stay tuned. We love you.